Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. They will host Air Force Saturday afternoon in Laramie at War Memorial Stadium. We've got junior defensive back, nickelback, kick returner. He does it all. Tyler Hall joining us here on the program. You really do it all, Tyler. You kick, you return kicks. You know, you started at nickelback. Now you play more corner. I mean, geez, you wear a lot of hats over there, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, coaches ask me to play a specific position. You know, 1 week is nickelback, Medlin week is cornerback in there. So I just do whatever they tell me.
Well, I mean, you got to get your best players and best athletes on the field. And, you know, Elijah's been playing well. Marcus has to be out there on the field. You've been playing well. It's all about getting the best players on the field right now, isn't it?
Most definitely. You know, and I feel like the defensive back group is deep. And as far as depth, and, you know, we have a lot of guys that can go out there and compete. So that's the coach's mindset, just having your players on the field and just trying to make plays and help the team out to win.
How big is momentum in football week to week? You guys have won a couple games in a row. You've played really well of late, especially, you know, the defense has really picked it up. So how much momentum do you feel like you guys really have right now?
I feel like we have a lot of momentum going out, just due to the fact that we've been playing good and offense has been rolling. And, you know, we're still fighting for a bowl spot. So it's just for us to just keep going and take one game at a time and not look too far in the future.
You have 8 pass breakups this season. You are by far leading the Cowboys in that category. What is your mindset in that aspect? Yeah, you don't have the interceptions, but you're breaking up passes and making plays. So what is the mindset right there when the ball's coming your way on defense?
Just being competitive, you know, being competitive, going for the ball. You know, I'm a person, I feel like I pride myself in the way I compete and just going out. I set a goal to myself, always tell myself that I don't want anybody to catch a ball on me throughout the course of the game. So that's what I try to live up to.
I'm curious, Marcus Epps was named a semifinalist to the Burlsworth Trophy, which goes to the top player in the country who started his career as a walk-on. What kind of hard work have you seen from Marcus in your time at Wyoming to put him in a position to – I feel like he's one of the more underrated players in the Mountain West. But what has he done to, you know, catch your eye a little bit in the way he works?
Most definitely. Marcus has a hard work ethic. He's the definition of our person would see as a leader and someone who works hard to what they want to be in life and what they want to get out of life. Marcus is a guy you can always rely on. He's very responsible. No matter how the day is, he's going to get up and always go to work and give his full effort. You know, he's always doing extra work before practice, active practice. So when I see that, I was most definitely proud for him because, like you said, he don't get the accolades that he should be getting, but he both definitely does what he needs to do.
You guys have traditionally, over the last couple of years, played option teams very well, but how much different is Air Force compared to maybe traditional option teams?
Air Force, you know, they've been doing the triple option for a while, and they're starting to add more stuff to the triple option set. So for us as a defense, this is about reading our keys.
What are your keys, whether you're playing at nickel or you're playing at corner when you play like an Air Force?
Well, I don't want to get all deep.
Right, no, not specifically, but I don't want the game plan, so to speak. But what are you looking at? What are you looking at whenever you see whatever position you're playing?
We're just due to a lot of film studies, we picked up tendencies and whatnot. Mm-hmm. We see a couple things. And so if I'm at corner, you know, just stand back and just letting the play dissect. And if I'm at on the edge at nickel, then my whole main is not let anything get outside of me. You know, they'll try to stretch you in the perimeter, and they stretch you in the perimeter, and then that's where they get going.
No way, Tyler. I'm not looking for game plans by all means. And I'd be silly to ask something like that. So, hey, you're from Hawthorne, California, just outside of Los Angeles. Are those wildfires that are going up there, are they affecting any of your family or anything right now? What's going on up there?
Not necessarily, but I know a couple players that I used to play with or that I played against that they're affecting their family. So just praying for them and hope for the best.
Right, no doubt. You big comic book, you big Stan Lee guy?
Yeah.
Did you hear that about him? He passed away today?
Yeah, I just recently heard that at lunch, and I just felt bad, and I was like, oh, man. You know, all the movies he put out and all the comics he made, it was just, it was sad. sad thing to hear.
Favorite Marvel movie, favorite Marvel character?
Ooh, okay, Marvel movie, I'm going to have to go with Thor. I like Thor. I've been liking Thor a lot lately.
Okay, and what about character? Is Thor still the top character for you, or is there somebody else character-wise?
I like Spider-Man. You know, I'm a classic. Okay. I think I'll still give Spider-Man the favorite character. You know, I'm a classic Spider-Man guy.
Very good. Hey, Tyler, thanks so much for the time, man. Best of luck. We'll see you Saturday against Air Force. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.